discovered America in 1492. Then came the English and the Dutch, the Frenchman and the Jew. Then came the Swede and the Irishman who helped the country grow. Still they keep a-coming and now everywhere you go, there's the Argentines and the Portuguese, the Armenians and the Greeks. One sells you papers, one shines your shoes, another shaves the whiskers off your cheeks. When you ride again in a subway train, notice all who have a seat. And you'll find they're held by the Argentines and the Portuguese and the Greeks. I am in love with the sweetest girl, and the sweetest girl loves me. But though she's sweet and hard to beat, our ideas don't agree. I like to eat in the swell cafes, turtle soup and wine. My girl has a different craze, and she just loves to dine with the Argentines and the Portuguese, the Armenians and the Greeks. She loves to frolic down among the garlic, and her breath will knock you over when she speaks. But the thing I dread is the year we're wed, and our child is 3 weeks. It will look just like all the Argentines and the Portuguese and the Greeks. There's the Argentines and the Portuguese, the Armenians and the Greeks. They don't know the language, they don't know the law, but they vote in the country of the free. And the funny thing, when we start to sing, my country is a thing. None of us know the words, but the Argentines and the Portuguese and the Greeks.